Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With the NFL draft now 11 days away, I was so excited when I got my copy of Mike Dettillier's draft guide. And again, if you do not know Mike, you should follow Mike on Twitter if you are a fan of SEC football, college football in general. But if you want to know what's going on at LSU, you want to know what's going on around the Saints, but more importantly, draft time, what's going on with your favorite team, how this draft's looking. Mike's draft guide is the best that I read every year, period. And he joins us now on the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. Is that enough of a buildup? I mean, that's a lot to live up to, Mike.
Damn, John, I'm going to have to hire you as my agent, man. Come on.
I enjoy it because, Mike, what I love about your draft guide is that I'm not in the weeds of, like, microscopic detail. It's an easy read. It's a great reference piece. And as I have callers talking to me about the draft and trying to formulate topics for the draft, your draft guide makes it really easy.
Well, thanks a lot. Now, I try to make it that, you know, the average fan understands it, because sometimes – you know, you can put the jargon in there that'll throw them off, but a little bit. But again, this is, you know, my kind of look at the draft, and every year is different, and this year is unusual in a couple different places. And that John's been doing this 33 years for me. It's the best defensive tackle draft I've ever done.
See, that's the kind of stuff you get. Now, when you say that, when you're saying that, is it just? Are we talking just top of the draft or depth of the draft? Does that mean the guys at the top or the guys that we're going to see going in second and third rounds also?
It's talent and depth. Because normally, you know, that kills off pretty quickly when you're talking about that big man in the middle. And that's where you're seeing a lot of pressure today from every level. That straight line to the quarterback. None of them like to see it. I work with five of them every week, so all of them complain about it. It takes away their ability to step up in the pocket. And talent, depth, it's the best I've done in that time frame. And I do think it's part of the residual of 7-on-7 in that you can still find those big guys that can play defensive tackle or in the nose. What's really hard now is to find that edge guy because you do these 7-on-7 camps that they have all over the South today. All these young men, they want to play wide receiver or tight end. So that's the other part of it. It's a glut of talent at the wide receiver and tight end position. Not as many coming off the edge. But defensive tackle, there's some talent and there's some depth. And had it not been for the injury to Jeffrey Simmons from Mississippi State, you're probably looking at 7 defensive tackles going in round one. It's been a while, John. A long time since you can say 7 guys, interior people. And I do think you look back at the success of teams like the Eagles and the Rams and what they've been able to do inside. It is a copycat league.
Now, if you were to talk about teams need to rebuild their offensive lines, and so many teams in the NFL have either made mistakes or not invested in the O-line, is this a good year if your team needs that to be able to jump to the next stop?
Yeah, it's an underrated part of the game. And I always say this, that it's the one area each year that you see the moves being made by a couple young men to move themselves up into that late first, early second. So they've got some talent, some depth at the tackle position. I think the center spot, I think is also really good this year. Average at the guard spot, but I think really good at the tackle and also at the center position. And again, you're talking about protecting the multi-million-dollar quarterback, so you're probably going to have 4 tackles going round one and quite possibly 2 centers in Garrett Bradbury from North Carolina State and Eric McCoy from Texas A&M.
Mike, what is your idea about drafting running backs? Because I've heard people have different philosophies about you never spend a high draft pick on a running back, things like that. They'll have logic that comes into it. What is your tend to be your rule of thumb, or do you look at each individual player as a different scenario of where you would go?
Yeah, it'd be individual. You can't tell me that people like Todd Gurley and Ezekiel Elliott aren't worth top 10 picks by the type of play they've had on the field. And yet in this draft, it's not as profound. You'll have only one running back going round one, Josh Jacobs from Alabama. So what you're going to find is a lot of value at that running back position in the second and third rounds, and I think maybe even some bleed over into the fourth. But I think every year you got to take a look at it a little bit differently. Next year's draft class is going to be stronger up front at that running back position. So I think it just depends on the year and the individual at that running back spot, because you can't say, well, I won't spend a top 10 pick on a back, and then you look at the numbers Gurley and Ezekiel Elliott put up. That's hard to argue with.
Are you a believer in the wide receiver position in this draft? I was reading some yesterday, and honestly, it seems like you've got a few guys that you have belief in, but there's some that you are maybe thinking are a little overrated, it would seem.
Yeah, and that's the case every year. I think there are.
Is it that position that's the case every year, or is it?
I think it's that position because of what you see out in college football to get with the spread offense. I think one of the most underrated players in this draft class, to be honest, is a receiver, and that's N'Keal Harry from Arizona State. John, if he was playing in the SEC, man, they'd be waving the flag with N'Keal Harry of how good of a player he is. I think he's underrated for what he has done for the Sun Devils offensively, and I think he's a real quick fit in the NFL. And yet, you know, what you're seeing today is a lot of big receivers hit the NFL, taller receivers, and that's some refinement here. A lot of juniors coming out early. So the impact of that receiver is going to vary because of it. Where I think what you'll see in this draft class is probably a couple receivers going round one, and DK Metcalf from Ole Miss and N'Keal Harry. And then I think a glut of wide receivers going round two, from a Marquise Brown to a Kelvin Harmon, a Paris Campbell. You can kind of go on and on with it where you could see six to seven going round two. So that's where it's a little different than other years, what we've seen, three or four receivers going around one. I think there'll just be a couple this year.
Mike Dettillier joining us here, John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. I saved the quarterbacks for last because, honestly, the quarterbacks are the ones everybody always wants to talk about first. So I just figured if you were ranking the quarterbacks in this draft, where do you have them? Top three, top four guys.
Well, it's exactly how I have in the book, Kyler Murray from Oklahoma. I think Haskins.
And you were decisive on that, by the way.
Yeah. Drew Locke is the arm talent, but he's not ready for prime time yet. And then Daniel Jones.
Sure.
And I think all four go in the top 20 picks of the draft. The guy that made this call, and he made it early, and I give him full credit, is June Jones, the former Atlanta Falcons
and
San Diego Chargers coach. He came on our program on WWL radio in August. And when I asked him about Kyler Murray, he said, he got sent film from an executive in the NFL, and he watched the 50-something plays Murray played. And in August, long before Murray ever took a snap as a starter at OU, he said, I think he's going to end up being a better player than Baker Mayfield.
Wow. That's high
so
praise.
I give old June's credit. He made that call. I think it's the second week in August about that, and you could see what type of impact. Now, you can't build a team on exceptions to the rule. That's only one Tyrann Mathieu.
Sure.
There's only one Darren Sproles. You look at Kyler Murray, he's an exception to the rule. Now, you're going to have to move him around a little bit. But you look at his accuracy skills and his ability to make a quick decision from the pocket. he does a really good job at it. And I think today, with so much college scheme in the NFL, you kind of give him a little bit of protection. Kyler Murray's going to be an impact player, and he scares the bejesus out of you every time he takes off running with the football, man, because he's got another gear that, John, you and I, we've only seen a handful of times at that quarterback position.
Mike, how can everybody get a copy of the draft guide? Because they're going to want one before the draft, and this gives them plenty of time to get one, and you can get it to them.
They can go on to MikeDetillier.com and also SaintsReport.com, and we'll get it out to them right away.
And one question I've got for you before then. I've heard Saint fans talk about, well, we're boycotting the NFL, we're done with the NFL. How will New Orleans greet the NFL season this year?
They'll do it with open arms. Come on.
So there's going to be no boycott. There's not going to be no walking away.
It was a boycott of the Super Bowl, but other than that, they ain't boycotting football in the South. And
I didn't figure.
In New Orleans. But listen, that'll be something they'll, for most of them, they'll take to that grave on that call. But they ain't boycotting no Saints in 2019.
Go get the draft guide from Mike Dettelier. Mike, love you, buddy, and I thank you for your time. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it, buddy.
There you go. Mike Dettelier joins us. If you get down in New Orleans, catch him on WWL, trying to keep Bobby Hebert in line, which is very difficult work. Also, too, that draft guide, easy to read, fun. It's my favorite one every year. It's like my Phil Steele college football magazine in the summer. Just absolutely love it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.